We're glad to be here, and I'm so happy we have some guests with us from Taiwan that are here for a couple weeks' business. And in just a minute, they'll give a testimony, and you get to meet them. But we are from Taiwan, and we want to thank you, Pastor and Church, for the many years you've supported us and had a part in the ministry. And I count it a joy that you can see, not only the slides this morning, but some of the fruit, some of the people that have been saved there from your prayers and what you've allowed us to do for you there in Taiwan. And so this morning we'd like to just talk a little bit about Taiwan and then show you some a PowerPoint from Taiwan. And, you know, Taiwan's a far piece from here. It's going the other side of the world. And it's one of those few places you can go in the world and get on a plane over there in Taiwan, fly all night, get off the plane in L.A. and get off before you got on. So that's pretty unique. So if you ever want to live a day over, you know what you can do. You can come over here. If you want to skip a day, you can go over there. So the time is very different. And I won't take the time this morning to talk about all the things are different. The food is different. The customs are different. You know, many things are different. The language, of course, is different. There in the back, we have a display. You can look at some of the Chinese language and some different things there. Also, some prayer cards we invite you to take. But I want to give you a quick Chinese lesson this morning, if I could, okay? It's a tonal language, also a character language, but a tonal language. If we use the example of zhu, if I said zhu with a straight sound, zhu means pig. If I go up with my voice, zhu, it means bamboo. If you go down and up, zhu, it means Lord. If you go straight down, zhu, it means to live. So just by saying zhu, 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 I said four different things. And if you haven't figured it out already, I'm just a country boy, and it's easy to get to preach and say, the pig loves you, amen. And so you have to be careful with those tones or you'll get yourself in a lot of trouble. But what is this right here? Ni. And what is H-O-W? How? Can you say those two words together? Ni hao. That's hello, okay? That didn't hurt, did it? Ni hao. All right, I don't know an English word that sounds like this, but it's kind of a Z and an I sound put together. Zai. Can you say that? And what's this here? Qian, say qian with a G sound. Jian, okay? Zai jian. That's goodbye, okay? Zai jian. I know what you're thinking, man. That's the best missionary we ever had. He's already dismissing us, amen? But no, we're not done yet. But anyway, so ni hao is hello, and zai jian is goodbye. So, Pastor, if you ever get a chance to come visit us, you may not know anything that's going on around about you, but you'll know two things, if you're coming or going, amen? So sometimes that's hard to figure out even around here. Is it? But if we can have the lights, we'll go ahead and show you the PowerPoint and talk to you a little bit about, more about Taiwan. Button, read that. Hide. It's not unhiding. Okay, there we are. Thank you. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And where God has called us to go is into Asia, particularly working with the Chinese people and the Taiwanese people there in Taiwan. Taiwan's an island. It's 90 miles wide, 225 miles long, with 23 million people. The basic religions there are Buddhism, Taoism, and ancestral worship. About 2% of the people are Christian. We are with Macedonia, World Baptist Mission. Of course, you're familiar with that Good Mission Board. And we are the Colors family. Well, actually, we have three children. The oldest two boys, Seth and Joel, are married. And we just got a chance to see our grandbaby last week, and so we enjoyed that. Neil was born in Taiwan. He's a senior this year in high school, and he'll be staying when we go back. So actually, we'll be going back with all three children here in the States. And do pray for Neil as he is adjusting to American life, and he'll be going to college. He's applied for the Military Academy and got a letter from the congressman there, so he may be going into the military academy, the Naval Academy. In Taiwan, we live in the south, in Kaohsiung. Kaohsiung is the second largest city, the second largest port city also in Taiwan, in the south there, with over 2.5 million people. look at our city. Of course, it's a very metropolitan city and very crowded there. But many different places in this area without a gospel witness. And the main transportation in Taiwan is the motor scooter. And my wife and I both drive a scooter. And just the main way to get around there, even for a motorcycle sometimes, it can be hard to find a place to park. And so parking there on the sidewalk as well. Looking from the second floor of our church, you can see the idol parade that's going by through the smoke there. And I didn't mention it, but another thing that's different in Taiwan, of course, is religion. And that's why God called us to go to Taiwan, because of the Buddhism and idol worship. If you look at this picture, what does that remind you of? They're carrying the idol there on these two sticks or two poles. What is that? Anything from the Old Testament that reminds you of? How they carried the Ark of the Covenant. Many things you can see. If you look on our display, you can see different things that they used there in their idol worship, temple worship, that is similar to that which was used in the temple and in the tabernacle. And so I believe years ago they had the truth, but they turned from the truth and to idols. As the Word of God says, they have hands, but their eyes have they, but they see not. Ears have they, but they hear not. Mouths have they, but they speak not. Even the hands have they, but they handle not. This idol with all the hands, demonstrating being able to help you with your needs. It reminds us of what the Bible says about Paul. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. And that's the way it is in Taiwan, except it's not a city. It's an entire country given to idolatry. Just many, many idols all around. When we went there, of course, after language school, we started Freedom Baptist Church. That was the first church we started. And then on this past term, actually it was 8 years, we were able to buy this building and turn it into a church and turn it over to the national pastor. And this was the church when we left it there. Then we started our second work, Mountaintop Baptist Church, there in another area in Kaohsiung and Daliao. Passing out tracts, witnessing to people, inviting them to come. And finally, we were able to start a morning worship service. Also, we worked with the children, with Vacation Bible School and other children's ministries there. And what a joy it is to see people come to the Lord, even the little children, when they accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. Also, working with the young people, we have a youth ministry. Every Saturday night, we have a youth activity for them and try to win the young people to the Lord as well. And then, when people get saved, the next step, of course, is baptism. And we thank the Lord for those who are baptized. If we have time this morning, I'd like to tell you a story. Remember that young man there in the upper left-hand corner. If I have a chance, I'll give you his testimony or testimony of that family. Though we're a mission church, we also support missions. We have missionaries that we support monthly. And so teaching them the privilege and the responsibility of getting the gospel around the world. Also working in the nursing home ministry, I had the privilege of winning this man and woman to the Lord. He was in his 80s when he got saved, and he requested that we have his funeral. What a privilege it was to preach the gospel to his entire family as they came there whenever he passed away. Something that God has really blessed us with in recent years is the school ministry. Actually, we can do something there in Taiwan that you can't do in the United States any longer, and that is go to the public school and preach the gospel. And we go every Christmas and Easter to the schools. Last year, over 6,000 students. For Easter last year, 4,500 students and teachers were able to hear a clear presentation of the gospel and the true meaning of Christmas and Easter. And God just really blessed us there. Sometimes the entire school can go from kindergarten all the way up through college. We have the privilege of going to these different schools. And then after we go, we give them correspondence courses and try to follow up as best as we can. We also help establish a Bible school. My wife and I both teach there in the school. The young lady that's with us today, she's also the secretary of the school. And we have people now that's graduated from the Bible college that are in full-time ministry, doing mission work and helping in local churches. And then our church grew right before we came back on furlough. Well, a couple months before, we were able to move out of the old building that we started in. It was very crowded, and God gave us a new location. And from the time that we moved there till we moved out every Sunday, we were able to have first-time visitors of just a great location for renting this building there. And now in the new building, we've also seen people saved and baptized, and we thank the Lord for that. Now, this young lady here has an interesting testimony up there in the upper right-hand corner, left-hand corner. She was came to our church as a little girl and got saved and continued in the church. And when she was a teenager, she wanted to get baptized. Well, her mother and father weren't Christians, and they did not want her to get baptized. And so we counselor just wait until she grew older, and whenever she became an adult, then she could follow the Lord. The Lord knows her heart, but her parents forbid her to get baptized. And so she had a little sister. Her little sister was going to test into the sixth grade or into junior high, and at that time in Taiwan, you take a very important test. And so to encourage her, said, "Whatever, if you make a good grade on this test, I'll do whatever you want me to do for a month." And wow, so the little girl studied hard, and she did good, and she passed the test and made a real good grade. Think of that, young people. What would you ask for? No more cleaning my room for a month. Ice cream every night for a month. What would you ask for a month? Well, her little sister said, "Daddy, I want you to go to church with me for a month." And so he did. He was true to his word. He went to church for a month, and then he kept coming. He's still coming. And just 3 weeks ago, I was back in Taiwan and had the privilege of baptizing these two people. And her father allowed her to get baptized now. He hasn't gotten saved yet, but he now allowed her to get baptized from the witness of that little sister. So we thank the Lord for her. For him. And the man there in the picture also has an interesting testimony. The secretary of our church, she's from mainland China, and she came over several years ago and got saved and grown in the Lord. Well, her father and mother came about 4 or 5 years ago to visit Taiwan. While he was there, of course, she got him to come to church, and he heard the gospel many times. When he went back to China, we gave him a Bible, and he got a job where he had a lot of free time, and he sat there and read that Bible, and he got saved. He wrote back to us and said, "You know, I've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard the gospel in Taiwan. I read the Bible, and now I've accepted Christ." He said, "Next time I come to Taiwan, I want the preacher to baptize me." Well, 3 weeks ago when I was in Taiwan, they came back to Taiwan and had the privilege of baptizing Mr. Leo. And so a special blessing to us there. And the church now in Sanding, Mountaintop, is growing, and we thank the Lord for that. It's our desire as we go back in June that we can find a building, and we can have the church have its own building and its own pastor. And so we thank the Lord for the growth there. These three men are watching over the church for us while we're away, and we ask that you pray for them as well while they're helping us there. Mother's Day is a special time in Taiwan. This past Mother's Day, we had a first. 20-some years of ministering there in Taiwan, 25 years ministering in Taiwan. And last year, we had a first. It was the first time we ever had a mother that had a Christian mother. The first time we ever had a mother that had a Christian mother. See, they were all first-generation Christians. But this lady to the left of my wife, she had a Christian mother, and her mother had been praying for her for years. And she got saved last year. Her two teenage children also got saved. Now they're coming to church, and we're just thanking the Lord for them. Right before we came back, her mother-in-law, who was very sick, my wife had the privilege of leading her to the Lord. And while I was back in Taiwan, I also heard that she had just passed away. But right before she passed away, she was still giving a testimony that she had accepted Christ as her Savior. So we thank the Lord for them. I'm also the Far East Director with Macedonia, and these are some of the areas I've had the privilege of going and ministering in, helping in just for a little bit. Other areas where Macedonia has missionaries that are on their way to this field or in this field. In several places we have privilege of going to on a regular basis is Saipan. Please pray for me. I'll be going there in 2 weeks to Saipan. In Saipan, which is right off the coast of Guam, in Saipan there's a real good Chinese church there. And for some reason, it's very easy for the mainland Chinese students to get a visa to go to Saipan to study. And so they have established a Bible school for mainland Chinese pastors and full-time workers. These are some of the classes that we've had the privilege of teaching. And they'll go there for a year and have extensive Bible school study every day, 6.5 hours of study. And then they'll go back to their areas there in China. It's very hard for them to be able to do that, of course, in mainland China. One of the students that I had, his English name was Chris. They all get an English name. And his name was Chris. He wanted to go back into interior China and be a church planting missionary. And so we were willing to help him go back. And he went back and started ministering there in the mountains and got some people saved, had his church started, had some people get baptized. And, you know, I wish every story had a happy ending, but his doesn't. He was found out by the Chinese government. He was put in prison. He was brainwashed and persecuted. He's out of prison today, but physically, emotionally, mentally, he's not able to carry on the work. So please pray for Chris that God would touch and heal his body. But also, I tell that story to remind us that we need to remember the freedoms that we have in the United States. And we need to stand for those freedoms because they could be taken from us just as easily. And so we thank God for Chris. And of course, we also have the privilege of going to China with Brandon there and a couple other missionaries with our board. And wherever you go in China, of course, you just see many, many people, thousands, millions of people there in China and that need to hear the Lord about the Lord. But, you know, even though some areas in China are primitive, they also have some areas that are not. And they love, of course, I think I was at Brandon's, near Brandon's home when I took this picture, the subway on the back of a motor scooter and Domino's Pizza there on the back of a bicycle. But even in mainland China, though it's atheistic and though it's a humanistic government, this picture is taken in China, in the open, people bowing before an idol. Sometimes people ask us, you know, Brother Keith, why in the world would somebody worship an idol? Why would somebody worship a stone or a piece of wood or something like that? Really, the answer to that question is quite simple. Why do we go to church? Why do we have a desire to be saved and have our sins forgiven? Why do we have a desire to know that when we die, we're going to go to heaven and we have peace in our heart? You see, they have the same spiritual emptiness that we have. They have the same desire that we have. The only thing is they've been taught the way to get it or the way to find it is to go to the temple and try to find it there. The sad thing is you don't find it from an idol. But we have the truth and we need to give it to them. And that's why they worship the idols. There in the house church, actually, there in the bottom picture there, that's Brandon. I was there while he was in the States, his church there, visiting the different house churches and preaching. Up in Higher Being, where we also have a missionary, we went out into the farming village there. And I had the privilege of witnessing this family. While I was there, after giving him the gospel, he said to me, he said, Preacher, would you stay here and start a church in our village? And I had to tell him, I'm sorry, sir, but I have to go back to Taiwan. That's where our work is. And he said, well, then, would you send somebody to our village? And, you know, I had to say, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't have anybody to send. And there's so many places just like this man, just like this village, just like this area, that's just waiting for somebody to bring the gospel to them. Sometimes I go outside of our church and I just sit and think, you know, why did these young people get saved? Why did these adults get saved? Why is there a church here today? One simple reason. Somebody went there and started preaching the gospel. How many other places are just waiting for somebody to come and take the gospel to them and people will be saved and churches can be started if somebody be willing to go? Another area we go to regularly is the Philippines. In the Philippines, we helped to host a Bible conference. And last year, over 250 pastors there at the conference. You might recognize Dr. Tom Wallace. He was there last year. And over 250 pastors will go there, and they'll have a week of training and preaching and fellowship. We help them go there because it's very poor in the area that we go. Another area we go is in Korea. In South Korea, we have a missionary, Brother Lee, and we had the privilege of helping him established his mission program, and now they're supporting missionaries as well. Their church is right off the DMZ zone. If you know what that is, that's as far in South Korea as you can go until you get to North Korea, which, of course, is communist. And they have a custom there in South Korea. They'll go to the gate as far as they can go that separates them from North Korea, and they'll take a piece of cloth, and they'll write on that cloth a love letter, a note, maybe to a mom and dad or brother and sister, someone that they were separated from that they'll never, ever have an opportunity to see again. And they'll write that love note, maybe happy birthday, or we had a child, or just something they wish they could write to their loved one, and they'll put that up there on the fence. I've seen them stand there and weep as they hang on to that note, wishing that they could contact that person in North Korea. And as I saw them there, I thought, you know, over 2,000 years ago, God gave us a love letter. He gave us His Word. It's what He wants us to know about Him and about ourselves and how we can have eternal life and have peace in our heart. Yet there'll be people that live and die and never have an opportunity to see that book or see that letter that God wrote for us. And truly, we need to pray that God would send forth laborers into His harvest, particularly in the Asian worlds. As the Bible says, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. And we need to do that while it's day, while we can. And again, we thank you for the opportunity to allow us to go to Taiwan and represent you there. Please take one of our prayer cards, and we appreciate your prayers, and thank you so much. Okay, if we can have the lights, and I'd like to ask our guests if they would come forward, okay? Dai Chung and San San and... Jason, if you'd come. Dustin. Two of them are going to give their testimonies in English, and my wife's going to translate one, and then they're going to sing a song, okay? Okay, Shine? She'll give her testimony first.
Shine, and I'm... today is Chinese New Year, so I want to say Happy New Year to you all. And I came to church when I was 8. My older sister's English teacher invited us to go to a special Christmas program in the church. And after that, one of the Sunday school teacher invited us to go to Sunday school. And after that, we went every Sunday. And I really liked the Sunday school. I enjoy listening, singing songs, making new friends, and listening to the Bible stories. And I know I'm a sinner, and Jesus came to the world and died for us on the cross. And yeah, and he wants to save us. So I was still young at that time, but I listened to the stories, and I thought I want to become a Christian. I want Jesus Christ to be my Savior. So I told my sister I want to make this decision. And on Christmas Eve, I told to Pastor Colors, and he led me in the sinner's prayer. And as I was growing up in the Lord, and when I face difficulties, I know God's with me. As Bible says, fear not, just believe. So I hope I can serve him with my life. And I want to say thank you for you all for supporting the missions in Taiwan. And please keep praying for us. Thank you.
We're going to do this in both languages. Okay.
Okay, 你好.
Hello.
我的名字叫做卢代成.
My name is Denise Liu.
我很想跟你们说圣诞快乐，可是现在已经是新年了.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you, but it's already the New Year.
为什么我会说圣诞快乐？是因为我很喜欢圣诞节.
Why do I want to say Merry Christmas? It's because I really like Christmas.
在我高中的时候，圣诞节是吸引我去教会的一个原因.
When I was in high school, one thing that made me want to go to church was because of Christmas.
后来我跟我的堂姐到了科牧师的教会.
Then I went with my cousin to Pastor Culler's church.
其实我们刚开始的目的，我的堂姐她们想要学英文，我们想要学英文.
Actually, what our real motive for going was to learn English.
可是后来变成我们跟他们小孩玩.
But then we started playing with their little boys.
可是后来我的同学们有跟我们一起去教会.
Then our friends started going to church with us.
有一天牧师和我的同学陪谈，因为他要受浸.
One day when pastor was talking to one of my classmates about getting baptized because she was preparing to get baptized.
当他们讲完以后，牧师问我一个问题，他说：“你信主了吗？你相信耶稣了吗？”
After they finished talking, Pastor Culler said to me, "Have you believed in Jesus?"
我马上就回答说，有啊，有啊，有啊。
I immediately said, "Oh yes, yes, I have."
可是其实并不是。
But I hadn't.
那是一个星期五的晚上。
This was a Friday evening.
我晚上的时候一直躺在床上，可是我睡不着。
That night I laid in bed, but I couldn't sleep.
我一直想，我不应该说谎，特别是我不应该跟神说谎。
I said to myself, "I shouldn't lie, and I really shouldn't lie to God."
神也让我就是因为当牧师问我这个问我是不是得救以后，我说是啊是啊我得救，可是可能神也让他的心知道，就是让他可以教导我怎么样做一个决志的祷告。
That when I said when I lied and said no, yes, I have believed in Jesus. Maybe God was using that as a help for me to understand how to believe in Him.
所以那天晚上我起来，然后我自己做了这个祷告，我请耶稣到我的心里面来做我个人的救主。
So that night I got up out of bed and I prayed to the Lord and asked him to be my savior.
从那个时候到现在，我有去就是开始在圣经学院工作，然后也在教会里面服侍神。
Since that time, I have been working in the Bible College as a secretary, and I've also served in the church.
我只是希望说，其实我们有很多机会可以认识神，神有很多方法可以鼓励我们的，就是碰我们的心，就是
God has many ways to touch our hearts to believe in Him.
你就要把握机会去相信神。
So if you haven't believed, I hope you'll take the opportunity to believe in Him.
My name is Justin. I want to share with you how I came to believe in Jesus. I was born in a traditional Taiwanese family. Most of the people in Taiwan do not believe in Jesus. But when I was in second or third grade, in an after-school class, some people came to the class to share the gospel with us. I don't remember how many people were in the group or how many there were. But I remember the pictures they showed us, and they talked about a five-colored caterpillar called the gospel caterpillar. They gave each one of the children a caterpillar to take home. I took mine home and was excited to show it to my mother, but she said, this is the foreigner religion. Not ours. I was very surprised, and so I threw it away. For many years after that, I didn't have the opportunity to hear any more about the gospel. During this time, I believed there was a God, but I wasn't sure what I believed. I would worship idols, but slowly, I began to believe I should just trust myself. Sometimes, my classmates would tell me that someone had shared the gospel with them. And I would think, why don't they talk to me about it? I would like to ask them many questions. The year and a half ago, I began study at university. I met my friend Sunshine there. When I found out she was a Christian, I thought of the gospel caterpillar. I had completely forgotten it. So I asked her if I could go with her to church. I began going with her to her church over and hour away. I often had questions and would ask Pastor Carlos. I began to understand more about God. Then Sunshine asked me to go to winter camp with her. Although I went, I really didn't like it. The first day I wanted to go home. But during the preaching that night, I was very moved and thought, should I go forward? Is it too soon? The next day during the break, I talked to Mrs. Carras. I asked her what I should do. She told me that if God is speaking to your heart and you know it is true, don't quench the spirit of God. You don't know how much time you have to make this decision. That night, I was very moved by the sermon. So I cried and I went forward. Then Pastor Carlos took me aside and showed me in the Bible the verse that say, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. He asked me if I believed. I said, yes, I believed, and I was saved that night. At Christmas, a group of people from our church goes to public school and share the Christmas and Easter story with the children. Maybe we wonder if the children can understand the gospel. But when I think what happened to me, I believe God will work in their heart through His word. So I hope everyone will spread the gospel. We don't know what God's plan for each person is. And last but not least, thank you for praying for the ministry in Taiwan. Please continue to pray for us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have about 5 or 6 minutes left, I think. Anybody got a question? I have plenty I could preach on this morning, but maybe you've seen the slides or you've got a question you'd like to ask me or my wife or the people from Taiwan. Anything we could, any question you might have about the ministry there in Taiwan or what we're doing? Anybody have a question? Yes, sir. In Taiwan? Yes, we have a government. Like our government, we have freedom of religion, so we have no persecution whatsoever from the government itself. So we have total freedom to preach. Okay? Anybody else have a question? Yes, sir, in the back. Yes, that would be a hard question to say how many are in Taiwan. There's tens of thousands, lots of people. You know, when Chiang Kai-shek came over there 50 years ago, he brought thousands of men, soldiers, you know, there to rest and go back to China. They never were able to go back. All those men, of course, stayed and got married and had children. And so a lot of those are passing on. But there are also a lot of mainland Chinese wives now. That's kind of a popular thing, is to for the men to marry someone from China, mainland China. And so, like I mentioned, the secretary of our church, she is from mainland China, and she married a man there in Taiwan. So there are a lot of people there from mainland China in Taiwan. It'd be hard for me to say the number, but there are a good many. Yes, ma'am. We're doing okay. The Lord has helped us in some areas where we've lost it, and that's we're really encouraged. The churches we've gone to, you know, the economy's bad, and someone said, and I believe it's a true statement, good churches get better in hardship, and those who want to get away, you know. So we thank the Lord for the good churches that we have, and a lot of them have helped out and raised the support, and then we've gained some support, so we're doing okay. Thank you for your concern. Yes, a part of our support is to help establish the church. And a missionary's job is really to work himself out of a position, you know. We go there and there's nothing, and you begin to train people to do the work that you're doing, and then one day you can leave it totally to them and you can go start another work. And so that's what we're doing. And they also are helping to, you know, provide the needs of the church. And so we thank the Lord for that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. No, we don't, but we had a lot of different posters from all around the world, and I think that's probably the one representing the United States. I wish we did, so I go visit them. Okay. Yes, sir. I don't see that right now. Christianity, in my opinion, is very weak in Taiwan, and so we need some strong churches there. And you have a lot of ministries going into China from Taiwan, but it wouldn't be a lot of them that we would particularly, you know, be on the same page with. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It's strange in Taiwan. The biggest church, if you just say church, it is the Presbyterian Church. Years ago, when a lot of the missionaries went to China, the Presbyterians went to Taiwan and they bought a lot of land. The land was really cheap then, and they got established. So the largest Christian church there is the Presbyterian. Then you also have a strong Catholic church. And then you have just everything else. So probably the largest church there would be the Presbyterian Church, and then the Catholic, and then it filtered down from there. Does that answer your question? I think there's 12, maybe 13, all across Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And that would include two from Japan and one from the Philippines, Singapore. They also one from Singapore. Yeah. Okay. Somebody else had a hand up. I see somebody raise their hand. Okay. Let me just give you one last object lesson. Okay. Do we have time? How many can you use chopsticks? Okay. When you use chopsticks, you know, the proper way of using them, you put one right here, it's stationary, it doesn't move, and then you put the other one between these two fingers, and you kind of wiggle your finger, you know, and that's how you pick up something, and that's how you use chopsticks. But, you know, when I use chopsticks, I think about missions, and I think, you know, this chopstick here represents the local church. It doesn't move. It's stationary. It stays by the stuff, so to speak. And this chopstick here represents the missionary. And as the missionary moves from area to area, he's the moving part of the chopstick. And if you use a chopstick like this, you won't get very much unless you're like my boys, stick something, you know. But one chopstick, you won't get a lot done. And in the missions, the church, if it's always right here in one area, you won't get the gospel around the world. And the same thing if you just have this right here. You know, the missionary by himself, he needs the local church, the prayers and the help to do the mission work. When you're using chopsticks, a lot of times you'll see somebody do like this before they begin to eat. That's because, you know, unless you're on the side of a Virginia mountain where I'm from, you can't pick up something like this, you know. It has to be level like that. Before you pick something up, it has to be even. And again, that reminds us of missions. When we think about the church and the church is not greater than the missionary. The missionary is not greater than church. The Bible says we're co-laborers in the Lord. We're doing the same thing. You pray for us and we represent you. And together, as we work together, we can see souls saved. And again, we thank you for the opportunity today to share a little bit with you, okay? Thank you, Pastor.